Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. I keep thinking she's going to throw one more hello in there. It's 8:06, Tuesday morning. You guys having a good day? So far, so good?
Yay!
Yay! It's a nice day out there. Mm-hmm. Chilly and fall, autumnal. Christmas is right around the corner.
What just happened?
What do you mean?
I don't know. Did you just check on the room, the temperature in the room?
To see. I don't know. Everyone just seemed so quiet. I was
all
like,
right.
I hope we're having fun.
We are. Woo! We're always having fun.
All right. It's about 8:07, and this part of the show is brought to you by Sovereign Health. It's time to give away a whole red carpet thing. Mom, please. Mom, stop it. Mom.
That's your mom?
Yeah, she's just texting
hey,
away.
Hey, Mom.
Well, she's coming. Like next week. So, you know, there's a lot to, I have to buy her shampoo and stuff. I mean, it's a whole list of things.
Is that what she's texting you right now
yeah.
while you're doing your show?
Well, you
don't
know.
Forget to get me my shampoo
well,
for
I need
my visit.
Here's my things that I'm going to be needing.
Is it a carton of Pall Malls on there, too?
No, she's a Virginia Slims guy.
Get your dad a suitcase of beer.
18 case of Budweiser.
Oh, that we don't need that to be on the list. We know.
You know.
Yeah. All right. We are rolling out the red carpet. Reserved seats at our sold-out Alice in Wonderland holiday concert, courtesy of our friends at the Bay Club. This chick, Maren Morris, and our headliner is John Mayer. Oh, it's a big deal.
Such a big show.
And you'll actually get to meet. It's a whole meet and greet with Maren Morris at the show if you win this particular prize pack. We have a lot of these tickets we're giving away, but right now, this one's special. You get tickets to the show and a meet and greet with Maren Morris. So if you'd like these tickets and you'd like that meet and greet, be caller number 97 right now, 800-400-3697. Caller 97 will be our guest at the show and get to meet Maren Morris.
This is a big year for us. You know, when me and the team got together
to plan this out,
to book the event,
uh-huh.
we had, you know, sort of the people we were going to pursue, our first tier bands. And, and John Mayer was absolutely up there.
Sure.
We crossed our fingers. We made a lot of calls, worked really hard.
Did you?
to make that happen for you.
Thank
people.
You, Vinny.
Oh, you're so welcome.
What a great job you did on this.
Amazing.
Yeah. Yep.
Never even, you're welcome. Never even fell off that first tier. Just just locked it in.
Yep.
Got it done.
Yeah.
Had it on lock, by the way, back in the summer.
Mm.
Done.
Well, you're not a guy who procrastinates.
Right.
I mean, you. Yeah. You want things done. Oh, that's coming up. I'm going to just get that off. I'm scraping that off my plate today.
Right now.
Yeah. So thanks, everyone. Make sure you write your
care
of Alice Radio. 865 battery. A little thank you note for Vinny. I think it's in order.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
We worked hard on it.
Michael, if you could quickly send a thank you. I suppose Michael could go email on that.
Yeah.
You know.
I don't know if he has my new address, though. I don't even know how to work our new email. All I get is spam on that thing. Mm. How you doing?
It's getting better.
Is it?
I actually just right now was able to get into the Radio Alice email.
Yeah, we haven't
been
able to get
in
that
this
week.
I haven't been able to get that in all week, so I just set it up. So I'm just going through about 400 emails right
yeah.
now.
Yeah. Oh, good. So we'll get some back. We're going to do a secret show today, too.
I definitely have one bad advisor.
Oh, fantastic. Thank
you. In our brand new studio, everyone.
Yep, we've been moved. This is our third location for our secret show.
Did we tell you about that?
I heard it earlier.
How do you feel?
I'm so excited.
Oh, yeah, oh my God, it's going to be great.
Push down the hall again.
No. They just keep pushing us out of everywhere.
Yeah.
It's
the best studio yet,
though.
Thank goodness we keep going up in the world.
Here's a street cone. Go out on the sidewalk and yell into it.
Maybe someone will tape it.
Mm-hmm.
If you or a loved one are suffering from addiction or mental health problems, Sovereign Health provides confidential treatment services and support to solve your problems. Call 888-383-CARE. Insurance accepted. The Grammy Awards came out this. The nominees came out this morning.
This is fun.
Yeah, it is. It's a. It's been a great year for
music's
music.
Biggest night.
Oh, that's what it is, Vin. Music's big. We don't have to kiss its ass anymore because I think it's a CBS thing, right?
Yeah.
Remember we couldn't say CBS.
Oh, we couldn't.
Or something.
No,
right?
we couldn't say
Grammys.
The Grammys. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, there were all kinds of rules around
it. And was
it
Super Bowl II that we couldn't say?
Yeah, you have to call it the big game. Yeah. I think we still can't say Super Bowl.
Oh. What can we say?
I don't know. I think it depends on if it's part of an advertisement or not. Anyway, the Grammy Awards
yeah!
are happening.
Yeah.
We can work
what
that
happened?
Out. What happened? Write those questions down for our town hall meeting later tonight.
Can we call it the Grammys?
Maybe we should just make paper airplanes with questions on them and just start tossing them up.
Oh, that's
up
a
there.
Great. Oh, my God. People love having things
I
thrown
bet
at
David
them.
David would love that.
Vinny, go for it.
Okay.
Yeah,
you've been in charge of so much
team.
Of the good stuff today.
Uh-huh.
That's This would be the 60th Grammys. 2018 nominees. James Corden is set to host for the second year in a row. And they are going to air live January 28th on CBS from Madison Square Garden, marking the first Grammy broadcast in New York City since 2003. For the past 14 years, it's been done at the Staples Center in L.A. Oh. So it's moving back to New York. All right, here's some of the major categories. And you can, I've got the full list, so if there's something specific you want to hear. Record of the year, we'll start with that. You guys want to hear these and make a pick? Should we make some predictions?
Sure,
okay.
I'll tell you.
Here we go. Record of the year is Childish Gambino, Redbone.
Yeah.
This wins, right? I mean, come on.
So good.
Where's Rachel?
Oh, hey, our boss. It's our boss.
Okay.
Well, if there are no
stop,
other...
Stop the,
Susan's here.
Stop the presses, everyone.
Come on,
stop
come
the. Just get in here, Susan.
Susan, our boss,
come on,
everyone.
Susan.
Stop the presses. Who cares about the Grammys?
We're good. Very excited.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Susan.
Yes.
Tell the truth. Are we your favorite morning show?
Oh, my gosh, of course.
Yeah. Go on about that.
This is my favorite radio station, my favorite morning show ever.
That's fantastic.
Of all time.
Ever?
Of all time.
You've worked at so many stations.
Yes. They're not listening, so it's all good.
They all secretly listen to us. Come
You're
on.
The best.
Aw, this is our new boss, Susan Larkin.
Thank you.
Welcome to our building.
I have a couple questions. I'm here.
What?
First
who,
of all,
who didn't ask questions?
How was my birthday party?
Of course,
oh
it's about him.
It's always
how
about you.
How do you do it?
I don't know. It's a gift.
Who's who? I will tell you. I cannot believe how many people came out to celebrate your birthday. I mean, know. You are a popular guy.
Thank you.
For sure.
And what a slice of society, huh?
I mean, for real.
Yeah.
I can't even remember half the people's names and
oh, no.
all
there
the
were a thousand
that,
people.
A thousand
this
people.
Thing.
It was a thousand. And I met Hooman's mom.
Aww.
That was really nice. Yeah.
She's great.
Hey, we have a lot of last minute questions that we didn't submit by 4.
Yeah.
Is it too late? Can
Would
we
be
do
wrong?
No, you can, actually, you can ask them live. Our chairman and CEO of our company, president, he has 3 titles. David Field will be here today with his entourage and our COO, Wheezy Kramer. And so, yes,
that's question one. Is Wheezy's real name Louise?
Yes, it is.
Oh,
yes,
we weren't
it
sure.
Is.
Maybe she had asthma when she was a kid.
Yeah.
We didn't know.
You should ask her.
Don't do that.
That would be one of the great questions to ask. She has such a great sense of humor, and I hope she's listening this morning.
Oh,
boy. Well, why wouldn't she be at your favorite radio station?
I mean, do you think she cares what I think? No. But I think that you have plenty of time to ask live questions when we're all together later.
Well, we do have a few
good
that we thought of
good.
This morning after the fact.
Do it live. Okay, well, thank you.
Wait. One more.
Oh, okay.
Boy. Do you listen
trying
to this?
To make a quick exit.
Do you listen to this morning show starting at 5:40 when we go on right at the beginning?
No.
Oh, you don't? What time do you tune in?
Probably like, it just depends because of this whole East Coast, West Coast thing. My phone is like blowing up usually at 5:00. I'm like, what? Just because? Are you up yet? Texts, you know, emails. I need to talk to you. So I probably usually, it's probably more like 6:15.
Oh,
good
to
know.
Boy, early
marking
though. 6:15,
that
mark
down.
That
yeah,
down.
Mark
we'll
down.
Start being funny at 6:15.
Yeah, we'll start really putting some effort in.
Are you unfunny until then?
Yeah.
Oh, excellent.
Well, we just need to know when the show should
Fantastic.
Start, you know.
5:40, we're usually talking smack, so we just want
yeah.
to
make
sure. Well,
I'll
tell you
sure
what. I'll tell you what. Tomorrow morning, I will be listening at 5:40.
No, do not.
Way to go,
Damon! That was like our free period.
We could give her a lot of comfort.
Is it dead air at 5:40? What?
No,
it's really good stuff.
Excellent.
We're just a little sleepy is all.
Okay, well, I'll be listening at 5:40 tomorrow.
One more question. Do you listen to our secret show?
I haven't listened as much yet.
Wow, way
admittedly.
To slam on the brakes.
Well,
Hillman.
Hold on real
Jesus
quickly.
No, that's good news.
In maybe like a few weeks, perhaps we can...
I've been here a minute.
Perhaps we could invite Susan down to the secret show and ask her a bunch of hard-hitting questions.
Well, not if she hasn't, if she doesn't already know what it's about.
Well,
I do know what it's about, but I haven't listened.
Okay.
That's
okay.
I absolutely know what it's about.
And you can say no to any question.
Okay.
Yeah. We'd love to have you on
there
as a guest.
I'll do it for sure. I totally know what it's about. I think it's awesome. But I haven't. I really can't say that I've, other than a couple of little clips off the website, I just haven't, you know, listened.
Well, we forgive you. That is one strike against you, though.
All right. I got two more. Oh, I'm like a cat with nine lives. Or I only have three. I have three strikes. So I have two more. I'm good. Okay. A couple more.
Yeah. Hey, we'll see.
In the bank. Mm.
If you're free on Thursday night, me, Yuzette, and Bryn would like to invite you to the Westfield Mall as we light the Christmas tree there.
That.
We'd love to have you there,
actually,
Susan.
I saw that all over social media. That was awesome.
Thank you.
But I will unfortunately not be in
what?
Town.
Strike two, girl. Susan Larkin, everybody.
My husband broke his leg, and so I have to. He's having surgery, so I have to. Well, he's having surgery today, but I'm here at work. But I'll have to eventually get there.
Is he here in town?
He's not. He's still back east, but moving soon. But not with a broken leg. He's
right.
Not.
Oh.
Yeah.
Boy.
So I think I have a good excuse for not being at the tree leg.
Pretty good.
All right. Back to one.
All right. Okay. Back to one. Thank you. All right, you guys. I gotta run.
Okay. Thank you, Susan.
See you later, Susan.
All right, everybody. That's our new boss, Susan Larkin. Be looking forward to more appearances from her.
Great.
Good job, Hooman. Way to get all over her. No.
You over delivered. That's what you did.
Yeah, as usual.
I had like 10 other questions, but
you write them down and submit them.
Yeah, write them down and submit them. Okay, listen, let's get back to business here.
What were we doing?
Grammys? The Grammys. Okay. The Grammy Award.
And we did one nominee.
Why are you playing
in
this?
One category.
For best
this was
record.
Nominated.
Yeah.
For what category?
It's not always
record
about you.
Record of the year. So we're choosing. We're going to play you the five, and then you'll choose which one. So for record of the year, Childish Gambino, Redbone, Where's Rachel? Also in this category for record of the year.
Four more of them.
Yep. Luis Fonsi and Daddy Yankee.
Oh, yeah.
Featuring Justin Bieber.
Tito.
This is also a good one. Jay-Z, The Story of O.J.
Well, that's kind of controversial, but okay.
It's nominated for record of the year. Kendrick Lamar's Humble. Bitch, be humble. Bitch, sit down. And rounding out this category is Bruno Mars, 24 Karat Magic. Okay, there's the five.
Review them real quick.
Redbone, Childish Gambino, Despacito, Luis Fonsi, Daddy Yankee featuring Justin Bieber, The Story of O.J. from Jay-Z, Humble, Kendrick Lamar, and 24 Karat Magic, Bruno Mars.
I'm going to go Humble, Kendrick Lamar.
Okay, so that's Vinny's pick. I'm going, Where's Rachel?
No.
I'm going Childish Gambino.
This is record of the year.
Record
I'm
going to
go
year.
Bieber.
Oh, you're going for the Despacito. Mm-hmm. All right, use that. Hooman?
What was the other two besides those three?
Jay-Z and Bruno Mars.
Oh, I'm going to go with what Yuzat said. I'm going to go
Despacito.
Bieber. Despacito.
All right, Hooman. Yeah. And what do you think, Bren?
Hopping on the same train.
Oh,
there.
You guys are all going Despacito.
I just feel like it was so popular
it
for
was
so
huge.
Long.
It
Who
was.
Won?
Well, we don't know until January 28th when it airs live.
Oh, come on!
I'll hold on to this. I'll hold on to it. Song of the Year. Which I don't know how that's different from Record of the Year, but here we go. Song of the Year, one of the nominees is Despacito again.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Jay-Z, 444.
Oh.
Oh. Huh. That's not, nope, that's
yeah,
a different
no,
one.
That's
it's
the same
fine.
One. I was thinking like...
Also in this category...
We don't want no trouble. Don't play something you haven't edited.
Yep. Julia Michaels, Issues. I love that song.
It's pretty.
Yeah. Oh my God. Oh Lord. Also in this category, Logic featuring Alicia Cara and Khalid, the 800-273-8255. This is the suicide hotline song. And Bruno Mars is also in this category. That's What I Like. All right. So Despacito, 444, Issues, the 800 number. That's What I Like. What do you think, Vin?
Here we go.
I'm going to go Despacito.
using?
I'm going to pick Despacito as well. I guess I have to stick with that.
I'm going to go with, I think I'm going to go with the 800 one. That was a pretty big one this year.
I agree with that choice, Bob.
Oh, you're going the 800-273-8255. Yes. And what do you think, Brittany?
I'm going with Julia Michaels.
Oh, you love he loves that song.
He saw her live, perform this live when he was doing the red carpet event.
All right, best new artist. Here's who's up this year. Alicia Cara. We've played a few of her songs here. There we go. Khalid is also nominated.
He has a bigger song than that.
Yeah.
Hope so, because this is no good.
Yeah, that song sucks.
Which song do you like, who?
I don't know. I don't forget what it's called.
Lil Uzi Vert is also nominated in the Best New Artist category.
All right.
Julia Michaels is also nominated. He loves her. Mm-hmm. Bryn was the first one to like call me up and, hey, I love this girl. She's on the show.
She does one of the songs with Maroon 5 on their album, I think.
Yeah, isn't she on What Lovers Do? Or is she on a different one? Oh, no. I think she's on a different one.
It's called Help Me Out. It's one of the songs they haven't released, but it's one of the songs I played with their new album.
And is this the...
Yeah.
Also nominated in Best New Artist is SZA. All right, so Best New Artist, Alicia Cara, Khalid, Lil Uzi Vert. Uzi. Julia Michaels and SZA. What do you think, Finn?
First one.
Alicia, I'm going with her, too.
Me, too.
I'm going Julia
Michaels, and I bet that's what's Bryn you going for that?
I'm going to go with Khalid.
Oh, wow. All right. And that's three of them. You want to stop there?
No, do one more.
Album of the Year? All right, let's do Album of the Year. That's actually a pretty interesting category. Childish Gambino is nominated again, the name of the album. Awaken, My Love. Jay-Z's 444. Kendrick Lamar's Damn. Lorde's Melodrama is nominated for Album of the Year, and Bruno Mars' 24 Karat Magic. What do you guys think?
I like Lorde.
I like the Lorde too, but I'm going to go with, I think Kendrick Lamar will win.
I just don't know. I guess I'll go Kendrick because he's so popular.
What were the three choices?
Childish Gambino, Jay-Z, Kendrick Lamar, Lorde, or Bruno Mars?
I guess I'll have to pick Childish.
All right.
I'm going.
Where's Rachel? And you're going Childish too?
Kendrick.
Oh, you're going Kendrick. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. That's four categories. I'll save this sheet so we can see how we did. There you go. Grammys are happening live on January 28th, and all the nominees are out today. You can go to RadioAlice.com if you want the full list. I'm sure it's there. We keep hearing about this Fox singing competition called The Four. I don't know why they got rid of American Idol if they were just going to get another competition going, but I guess they're jealous because ABC
picked it up. I saw the ad for it. They're already running it on the football games.
Oh, they're going. It's starting in January.
Okay.
Fergie is going to host. Oh. So she was the final piece, apparently.
Puffy's in it, right?
He is the... he's like the mogul... DJ Khaled is the producer, Meghan Trainor, and Charlie Walk. Meghan Trainor is like the performer, and I don't.
Charlie Walk is the executive. He used to be at Sony,
so he's like an A&R guy.
Yeah, he's huge though.
All right, makes sense. So they're going to be the four panelists, and then Fergie will also have some input, even as the host. I mean, she's certainly a successful solo and group artist. She's super excited. She, quote.
That's a good panel.
It is a good panel, actually. And it'll be interesting.
How's Fergie as a host?
Well, we'll find out.
Hopefully better than Katy Perry.
No doubt. The network is also taking something of a different strategy with the show. Unlike previous singing competitions, it's going to get a limited 6-week run. It's going to air on Thursdays, and they're hoping to make it more of an event than a season-long show.
Yeah.
I think the concept of it is that four people are going to sing, and then the next week, four people challenge them. So it's like the last man standing at the end. You either hold on to your spot or somebody, one of the new four, takes your spot. So that is the, something along those lines. It's not super clear how this whole thing's going to work or where they're finding the people who are competing on the show from, but it looks like it's starting in January.
That's pretty much, you described it just the way it is.
So there's those three singing shows now in America's Got Talent. Right?
The Voice, American Idol is back.
America's Got Talent.
Is The X Factor still on? That's not on anymore.
I don't know.
And then this one. So, January 4th, it's going to premiere. congratulations to them. And that is it. I'm out of time completely. Susan Larkin came in and ate up all our time, man. Oh, strike two. What's coming up in the news, Vin?
Christmas tree shortage, uh-oh, Cyber Monday results, who's going to college and will they finish, and more after these.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 8:37 on Tuesday morning, and this part of the show is brought to you by Heal.com. You can help us help the North Bay rebuild. We are helping out Tipping Point, and we're doing a big fundraiser on Friday. It's just our regular morning show, 6 to 9 in the morning. We're going to be at two different Bay Club locations, kind of like we do every year. Mm-hmm. We're narrowing it down to two locations this year. Vinny's going to be at the Bay Club in Los Gatos, and we're going to be at the Bay Club in Corte Madera. At the Town Center Mall. And so it'll be Vinny, Hooman, and Bryn down south, mm-hmm, and then Yuzi, Vaughn, myself, and Johnny Mosley at the Bay Club Marin.
Right.
So all morning long, we'll be broadcasting from these two different locations. We're having breakfast. There'll be coffee. There's all kinds of delicious food that the Bay Club is providing. So you can come down and have a little nibble and make a donation. Take a picture, make a donation, help us to raise some money. And if you can't make it, you are still able to support Tipping Point and be counted in our fundraising efforts by going to tippingpoint.org/Alice. Make a donation there, or just text the word Alice to 20222. That's an automatic $25 donation, and that gets added to our total for that morning. So we're hoping to do as much as we can to raise as much money as possible. All the details are at RadioAlice.com. We'd love to see you on Friday morning. Take a minute, come down, have some breakfast, have a little chat, take a little picture, make a little donation. And any size donation is welcome, of course. You know,
yes,
a lot of times in the past, we've had kids who break open their little piggy banks, and which is very cute. But it is the season of giving, and we'd love it if you'd come by on Friday. Sick now? Heal.com. Dr. House calls 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. every day, including holidays. Covered by insurance or just $99. HEAL.com. That's heal.com.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This house report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com, our station's website. Check it out. Here's what's happening. So, as we have mentioned a couple times already today, it is Giving Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Although, as Sarah just mentioned, we're really hoping you'll give on Friday.
Yeah.
That's our day to try and raise some money for the North Bay. And Tipping Point is local, by the way. If you look up tippingpoint.org, it's neat.
Yeah.
It's the Bay Area.
Right here.
Helping the Bay Area.
Yep.
And that's the plan. So anyway, Cyber Monday was yesterday, and it looks like did you said you had some stuff to do. Did you buy?
I didn't wind up getting to any of it.
Yuzi, did you buy anything on Cyber Monday?
I did not.
I
totally plan to.
On the missus doing it. A ton of it, by the way. Sort of just
powering
rifling
through,
people
yeah.
off the list. Oh, this.
Nice.
All right. Cool.
Yeah. There were some good deals yesterday.
It looks like Americans had racked up $3.38 billion in online sales by the time the workday ended on the East Coast.
Oh, boy.
They still expect that they met their prediction of $6.6 billion yesterday.
Oh, boy.
So the strongest surge in purchases was forecast to come between 8 p.m. and 11 p.m. in every time zone.
Oh,
so that's the
like
after
people
work,
are home from work,
after dinner.
Got the kids down.
Now let me get to this.
Right.
So there it is. It looks like Cyber Monday was a success.
Great.
Congratulations.
To all the retailers.
There's going to be a Christmas tree shortage this year, so not only will there be less of them, they'll be more expensive. Prices mm-hmm. will be up 5 to 10% all over the country.
Are they saying why?
The main reason is that the trees for this year should have been planted in 2008, but since there was a recession raging in 2008, fewer farms planted them.
Oh.
So the supply is down.
Well,
I won't buy one this year. I'll help the cause.
Is that helping?
Yeah, because then somebody who really wants a tree, you know, I won't take it from them.
I don't know. It always feels like the Christmas tree lots
have plenty of trees left over on Christmas Day. I always feel like all those poor sad trees. Like they grew all that time. They just wanted to be in someone's living room, be a Christmas tree. They're getting right. hauled off. It's a bummer. I say buy one.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yeah. I don't know where you're going to put it in that. Maybe just buy the top 16 inches of a tree.
If you're new to the Sarah and Vinny show, our story began actually in Philadelphia. Not that either of us are from there, but that's a typical radio deal. You move.
Yep.
You got to move.
Oh, there's a job in Philly? Okay, I've never been. Let's go check it out.
Right. That's where we started. So this story I thought was cute. A 76-year-old guy named Richard Lussie. From Plains Township, Pennsylvania, died from heart complications last month.
Oh, that is cute.
No, this part. His dying wish was to be buried with two cheesesteaks from his favorite shop in Philly.
Oh! Is it Pat's or Geno's?
It's Pat's.
Oh.
He is
in your face, Geno's.
He's a Pat's guy.
And frankly, Joe's is the one. The one on South
Joe's
Street.
Not even in the conversation, yeah. though. That's the thing. It's Pat's or Geno's. You know that. Because we
I don't
were
love
there.
Either one of them.
You love both of them.
Well, listen, I'm not going to say no to a sandwich,
right.
but Joe's is the one.
Anyway, the day before his funeral, his son and grandson drove to Pat's, bought two cheesesteaks, and fulfilled Richard's dying wish. They also respected his request for no onions because they'll come back to haunt me, he says.
Oh,
He's got that thing you got.
Yeah, I don't like the onions.
The reflux.
It's not the reflux.
What is it?
Onions. And actually, I can eat grilled onions. I can eat cooked onions. I can't eat raw onions.
Because they do what?
They hurt my stomach.
Your tummy.
Yeah, I get a tummy ache.
But it's not reflux.
No, I get that from red sauce.
Oh.
Yeah. Thank you for
I can't keep
allowing
up.
Me to
what?
Clarify.
What was that?
That wasn't me.
Use that.
Use
Get her.
I've been talking to Eddie Ift.
Oh, what's going on with Eddie?
He's a big disappointment. Go ahead.
Well, he wants to plan a show up here at the Punchline. Mm-hmm. I suggested perhaps he do it around Valentine's Day, so when we do our live secret show, we could have him hang out with us.
That'd be great.
Oh, that's excellent.
So he goes, okay, I can be there like the 21st. I go,
oh my God,
no.
He is a dummy.
Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
And here's why. So he just said he'll try to work it out.
If he can't, we'll still have him on. That'll be fun.
No.
Will you stop it, Hooman? God, just because he didn't invite you to his wedding. He invited you to the bachelor party.
Stupid. Most people don't even want to go to weddings.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
Weirdo.
Should have felt good about you. You got to go to the party part.
If you see your teacher.
Yes.
Doing some lines of coke in class by herself.
Oh.
She's not hurting anybody. She's just by herself.
She's just sitting
out.
In the classroom. There's no class in there.
Right.
But you popped by and you looked in the window and
her,
there she
know.
Was horking a couple after right. the after the school day.
What do you do?
Well, I go, hey, you got what's going on in here?
Oh, you try
what's
to get in
on? On? Hey there.
Try
you?
To get in on some of that.
Hey,
is what you're
I got my lips are sealed.
Prosecutors filed charges against an Indiana high school teacher on Monday after students secretly filmed her.
Oh,
snorting
man.
Lines of cocaine between classes. I guess some kid looked in the window. She's in the corner hiding with a chair and a book and what appears to be cocaine, putting it into lines, says Junior Will Rogers.
Will Rogers. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Rogers pulls out his cell phone and starts filming.
Quick draw, Will Rogers.
Right through the glass pane.
Hmm.
The video,
yes,
which he later posted to YouTube.
Oh, fun! Oh my God, what a great day in that teacher's life.
Is a little grainy.
Yeah.
But there it is. Let me see if I've got her
foiled
name.
Again. I would have got away with it too if it wasn't for those damn kids.
There's Mrs. Cox.
Oh, Mrs. Cox, is that her name?
Yep. Samantha Cox, age 24.
Oh boy, young teacher.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, so much for teaching.
When I actually watched the footage again and again, I just realized that my English teacher's doing cocaine. So, of course, the police were called.
Of course they were.
They searched the school. They found a rolled up dollar or some kind of sniffing device in her desk.
Oh.
And then searched. Oh, this Bryn found the video. Of course he did. There it is. She's in the corner.
Oh,
and there's
God.
The boy in the on the news.
Boy, how can you? She got her back to the camera. Oh, she's go. Sits down, she yeah. sits down. She's carving it out. That's really not funny. That's no good.
Yeah, she's clearly got a drug.
Look at
problem.
That narc.
Yeah, he is a narc.
On. Snitcher.
Anyway, police found a clear, tightly twisted bag with multiple small rolled up pieces of tin foil. They found all kinds of stuff used to ingest illegal narcotics through one's nostril. They found a glass pipe, more tin foil, more plastic baggies, more straws.
Wow.
I guess she says she's been doing drugs since her freshman year of college and had purchased $160 worth of cocaine just that morning for the school day, I guess.
Just get you
normally, she does it after school, but she wasn't feeling well and needed a pick-me-up.
Yeah. That's a problem with cocaine.
She did admit to locking the door to her empty classroom and consuming the drugs around 10:20, which we all know is break time, right?
Right,
that's when we hit the Ace Donuts for... a donut and a soda and a doobie.
Line of Coke.
And white lines.
White lines. Oh, that's sad. That is
sad.
It's just,
she's
you know,
clearly
she's
got
an
a
addict
problem.
And,
right.
Also, that kid's a narc.
He is, isn't he?
Well, if she goes to rehab, can she get her job back?
Probably not.
Well, maybe she'll just say, you know,
I had a problem.
I have a disease.
Only 30% of California. Oh, my God.
What?
But you know you're going to be dealing with all the parents who are like, you can't let her near my child
again.
That's
true.
There's no way.
There's no way. She's out. She's done teaching.
Only 30% of California's ninth graders will graduate from college.
40%?
30%.
30%.
Less than a third. Although more than 90% of the nation's ninth graders expect to graduate from college, a report released yesterday estimates that only 30% of California's high school freshmen are actually going to earn a bachelor's degree. They say, obviously, this is a real problem as these college graduates are needed to keep the workforce filled.
Right. That's not true.
What?
It seems to be like a badge of honor to drop out of college and become a billionaire.
Well, if you become a billionaire, well,
yeah,
it's a badge of honor.
Among the people you go to parties with.
Yeah, how many of them
all
didn't
I'm saying
graduate?
Is,
yeah, that you go to parties with people who dropped out and made it.
I mean, all I'm saying
is... Because their daddy gave them seed money.
That seems to be the growing story.
Sure, it's a great badge if you can pull it off.
Right,
but if you're the guy out on the median holding the sign that says, I'm starving... That's not exactly a badge. That's begging for food.
I bet you some of those people with those signs are college graduates.
I'll bet that's true. And listen, you know, if you wind up going through a year or two of college and then you find a job that's been helping you pay those bills and it's working out, you know, why accrue any more debt?
The right. numbers matter because other research estimates say that by 2030, California will fall 1.1 million short of educated workers needed to keep the economy going.
Mm.
So that's why that number's important. And it seems that in California, according to the story I'm reading from the San Jose Mercury News, they're saying the prep courses are not getting kids ready. They're not taking the courses. They're not getting ready for... They need to be prepped for the college requirements.
Yeah.
It is. It recommended school districts increase the number of college prep courses, place more students in those courses, and beef up their graduation requirements.
Do you think that'll help?
Well, if you're cruising along thinking you're going to be fine, and then you find out calculator math isn't really going to transfer over,
right?
And you're far behind what's needed to get into school.
Yeah. Well, play lacrosse. They need those people. They'll pay your scholarship.
Is that right?
Yeah. Well, you know, a lot of kids get into school without great grades because they're really good at a sport. I'm not saying that's the only way in, but for some kids it is.
Well, but... Okay.
I don't know.
But
I don't know. Listen, I didn't finish college. I'm one of those people who didn't graduate from college.
How you doing today?
I'm all right. But there's plenty of people who didn't graduate who don't do well. I'm saying that you can't really tell what the course of someone's life is going to be. And a lot of people graduate from college saddled under debt that they won't pay off until they're in their 50s. And I feel like what's the worst of those two things?
I fully understand what you're saying. What I was trying to say, though, is even if you are able to get into school with your, what did you say, lacrosse?
Whatever.
That won't transfer to any kind of a pro career.
No.
In general.
But you'll get your education and your degree.
Right, but what they're trying to say is when you get to college, you're going to be expected to have a certain level of math.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not getting up to that point in high school, so you're way behind at the start of college. That's what they're trying to say in that story. So they're not really, anyway. Our text number is 800-400-3697. They're just not getting them ready for college and high school here in California. It's super unfortunate. Yes, some people will get by without it. I agree 100%. I did. And you did. Mm-hmm. And so did Zuck and the other billionaires. Some aren't even going to get accepted
they're
examples. Not even going to get to have an interview because they don't have the college requirement.
Right.
And that's even, I think even sales jobs here.
You need
a college degree to even get in the door to have a conversation. Anyway, where was our text? Our 800-400-3697. Sarah, take a pick of that paper. If you lose it before January, then you'll still have the info.
Oh, great idea. Oh, my God. Then I can throw it away and don't have to figure out a place to save it. I was actually wondering, where would I keep it? That's a great idea. God, I love our texters. They're the best listeners.
What is the difference between Record of the Year and Song of the Year? The Record of the Year category recognizes the artist's performance as well as overall contributions of producers, recording engineer, and/or mixers. The Song of the Year category recognizes the song writers.
Oh, yeah, we have heard that before.
Well, now I want to redo the whole thing. I didn't take any of that into consideration.
Well, do you want to quickly run through it?
No.
All right.
Leave her alone, Hooman. He sounds like such a creeper.
On our boss.
Yeah. He is a creeper.
650. Oh, my God. Susan sounds like Yuzette.
Oh,
really?
Bryn,
you mean smart and sexy and funny?
You have to isolate that lady's laugh.
Susan's laugh?
What does her laugh sound like?
I don't know.
Let's hear it.
You know, when you said Susan's here, I thought it was Susan Yoga Susan.
Oh
Hooman Susan.
It didn't need, like, my knee jerk was Yoga Susan's here?
How'd she get in the building? Who let her in?
Boss Lady Susan or Yoga Susan?
Hooman would have let her in, but I just didn't. It hasn't really sunk in. Our new big boss is Susan now. Yep. 510 says, oh no, what happened to Michael Martin? He's here.
Oh no, he's here. I'm sorry. She's like our corporate overlord.
Right.
Yeah.
Michael is still in the corner office right down the hall from us here.
What is her title? Is it like market?
VP.
She's a vice president.
Okay.
Yeah.
VP of.
She's got the whole West
Market
Coast.
Market manager VP.
Okay.
She has LA and Seattle.
San Diego.
San Diego. Yeah.
Sacramento.
Sacramento.
She's busy.
Yeah.
We're hardly going to see her.
She's got a husband with a broken leg.
Yeah.
That
God,
was
how
the question. You know, of all
know.
The questions you guys were asking, the one I wanted to ask was, how do you do that?
I wanted to ask as well. We'll ask later. Let's write that
Put
down.
Put that down on your paper airplanes,
we'll ask that
Ben.
One in the meeting today.
If you tape a pin to the front of your paper airplane, it really gets their attention.
Oh,
or pokes
like
their
the
eyeball
front
out.
Of the plane? You just
give it a needle.
That's a good, Jesus. You know what? Solid advice. Our textures again. Thank you.
Great job. Yeah. Hey, we'll break and be back right after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.